Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the return of Christ. Two angels appeared to the disciples as they watched Jesus ascend to the heavens. Acts chapter 1 tells the story. The Bible says they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Since that day, believers like you and me have been asking the question, when will Jesus return? It's a question you've wondered about, right? According to the Bible, there is only one answer to this question. The answer is, he's coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. The last words of Jesus in the Bible are found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, where he says, "He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon." John's response in verse 21 was, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." You know, when I was growing up, our pastor preached often on the return of Christ. I remember some of those sermons being so powerful, it felt as if Jesus would return before the service ended. Of course, we live in a world today that scoffs at the idea of Jesus returning. Their cynicism fulfills the prophecy Scripture gave concerning the end times. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4 says, "They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, "So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." As we read the Bible, it is very clear Jesus is coming back. While many scoff and disbelieve, it doesn't change the truth of what Jesus has said. We don't know when he is coming, but we do know he is coming soon. I believe in the imminent return of Christ, meaning I believe Jesus could return at any time. Jesus could return today. He could return while you and I are listening to this podcast episode. Knowledge of Christ's return should not produce fear or anxiety in the heart of the believer. This truth should give us hope. It should cause us to be encouraged. What God has prepared for us is greater than anything this world could give us. In an increasingly chaotic world, what a hopeful thought this is that Jesus is coming back soon. More comforting still is the anticipation that all who trust him for salvation will be gathered together, relieved from this world's suffering, sorrow, and fear. And best of all, we will be with the Lord forever. Yet it feels like the return of Jesus has been delayed, and we don't typically handle delays very well. A while back, my wife and I had 2 days of delays and flight cancellations as we were trying to get back to California from a trip to the South. It was frustrating, discouraging, and annoying. And you might feel the same way when it comes to the return of Jesus. You might be asking, when will Jesus return? Would you come back today? In the New Testament, Peter informs us of why Jesus has not yet come back. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." And this is a beautiful truth. While you and I as Christians long for the return of Jesus, there are still so many who do not know him. Peter reminds us that God isn't just being slow for no reason. He is being patient. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He desires that everyone would come to repentance and to believe in Jesus. So, as we wait, let's stay busy about the work of the Lord. This is God's will for you and me. Let me ask you, where are you serving? How can you get more involved in helping others know Christ? And here's today's challenge. Don't give up hope. Don't let go of your belief in the promise of Christ's return. He said he would come back, and he will. When is Jesus coming back? He is coming back soon. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.